Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, certified alchemical hypnotherapist, astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to the alchemical hypnotherapy technique of contacting an inner guide. We had two great episodes with the founder of alchemical hypnotherapy, David Quigley, and in this episode, you can experience the technique, so stay tuned. Welcome to the episode on finding an inner guide. I hope you enjoyed the two episodes with the founder of alchemical hypnotherapy, David Quigley, in which we talked about alchemy and alchemical hypnosis. In this episode, you're going to get to experience an inner journey. This inner journey will be about finding an inner guide. There are many types of guides that we can connect with when we go into a trance state. We can connect with our higher self, which is a connection to God, to our source, to our power, higher power, Holy Spirit. Sometimes a higher self can show up like an old man, wise man, or wise woman, radiating, glowing like the sun, and an inner guide who is representative of your higher self will show you how to fulfill your divine purpose and allow you to see your life from a higher perspective. We can also have animal guides, which is a technique that comes from shamanism. Animal guides can heal the body. They can give us superhuman strength, vitality, movement, and power. Then we can connect with an inner healer who can help us heal physical illness in our body or detect it or get advice on what to do. Of course, always consult your medical professional and doctor if you have a symptom, but the inner healer can give wisdom about the body. We also can have an inner artist or inner writer or inner speaker who will help us express ourselves, bring out our artistic abilities or our writing abilities, connect to a higher dimension to express our artistic or creative abilities. We also can have an inner teacher or an inner alchemist, which sometimes could show up like the wizard or the magician. The inner teacher can teach you how to do something. Sometimes it could be an inner guru teacher that teaches you things that perhaps in your regular consciousness, you're not aware of. We also can have an inner warrior when we need to fight for something or have more courage or a backbone to take action when needed. We need that warrior inner guide. So these are just a few examples. Oh, and one of my favorite, I almost forgot, the future self, where we can project ourselves forward, let's say 5 or 10 or 20 years, to see what our future self has to say about our progress in life now. So think about this, all these potential guides. Some things I want to tell you about inner guides, they are discovered by taking an inner journey into the unconscious. The discovery of a new guide is a miracle to be anticipated and celebrated. It is a source of inner power. And that leads me to the fact that connecting it with an inner guide will empower us and will empower us in that area where the inner guide shows up. For example, if we connect with our inner writer, we're going to be feeling empowered as we write and self-express. If it is an animal guide, we will feel empowered with the skills that animal has. For example, a bear has a lot of power and is very strong and will keep other people from bothering you if you channel bear medicine or a bear guide. So these are all examples of inner guides. Now, for the part of the episode when you take a journey. So I'll give you a few moments to find a place to get comfortable, whether seated or lying down. Make sure you're warm. Make sure that you won't have any distraction for about the next 20 minutes as you take a journey to meet your inner guide. Journey to an inner guide. So making sure you're in a comfortable, relaxed position, whether seated or lying down, where you'll have quiet for the next 20 minutes. And just begin to relax. It's easy for you to relax and go inside. Maybe you are ready to go inside and meet that inner guide who can help you with some aspect of your life. Maybe today you're ready in your own way to go inside and meet that part. So allowing yourself to be comfortable here, feel your body relaxing in the chair or on the surface beneath you. Feel your body beginning to let go and feel your mind letting go. Help your body relax now by taking 3 deep breaths. Inhale deeply, filling the belly, and then exhale as if you're deflating a balloon. Good. One more time, inhale all the way to the belly, and exhale, releasing all that. And then a third time, inhaling very deeply, and then releasing, sending the message to every muscle in your body to relax, relax and let go. And you can continue to relax by feeling a wave of relaxing energy beginning to lap at the soles of your outstretched feet. And this wave of healing moves up through the feet, past the ankles, past the calves, past the knees and upper legs. Your legs feel very relaxed as this wave of healing, relaxing energy continues to flow up the front of the body and the back of the body, becoming aware now at the base of your spine. Feel this relaxing, healing energy moving up your spine, relaxing the muscles on either side, muscle by muscle, feeling each muscle relax, relax. Feel your back and body supported by the surface beneath you as you relax deeper and deeper into quiet peace and profound relaxation, going deeper into your own inner world. Feel a wave of warm relaxation going up to your shoulders and your shoulder blades. And feel yourself now just releasing any tension or holding in those shoulders as if you're releasing backpacks of karmic energy you've been carrying on your shoulders. Just see those fall away and dissipate into thin air. And you feel so much lighter, so much freer. And you feel the waves of relaxation now flow down from your shoulders through your arms, your upper arms, your forearms, into your hands and right out to the tips of your fingers. Feeling your palms and fingers may be warm and tingly as this healing energy goes all the way down into the hands, palms, and fingers. And then feeling moving up from your shoulders right up into the muscles in the back of your neck. Relaxing, soothing energy. Feel all the muscles in your back of your neck. Let go and relax as you drift deeper down into quiet and peace and deeper down into your inner world. Feel as if now this healing energy comes up into the head, skull, scalp, as if you're getting a nice energy massage on the head, the muscles of the scalp relax. Soothing healing energy flowing now to the crown of the head and gently flows down over the forehead, relaxing the temples, gently flowing over the eyebrows and now down over the eyelids and eyes. The eyelids feel so heavy and relaxed, and your eyes relax beneath closed eyelids, feeling so peaceful, so relaxed as this wave of healing gently caresses the nose, the cheeks, the mouth relaxes. The jaw opens as the tongue and teeth in the mouth relax. The chin relaxes. The front of the neck, the throat relaxes as this healing wave flows down over the front of the body, over the chest, and flows all the way down to the tips of the toes. From the tips of the toes to the top of the head relaxed. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Fully and deeply relaxed, and imagining now in this relaxed state that you are in a cocoon of light. And this cocoon of light is any color that shows up for you. You can feel this cocoon of light forming around your body, just the right color for you now. This cocoon surrounds your body with a cocoon of safety, nurturing, and peace. A wonderful cocoon of light that protects, nurtures, and takes you deeper. Deeper down as I count down from 10 to 1. 10, going deeper within. 9, journeying deeper inside. 8, relax even more. 7, 6, deeper now. 5, 4, relaxed. 3, deeper inside. 2, so relaxed. And 1. And now, because you are so relaxed, it's easy to find yourself in this natural relaxed place. It's easy to see yourself and feel yourself somewhere in nature. Maybe among the trees, maybe by a beach, feeling the sunlight flowing down, feeling it on your cheeks. It's not too cold and not too warm, but just right. On this day, as you start this adventure, walking along a gentle path, a path where you can feel comfortable as you walk along, feeling the way your feet touch the ground, feeling yourself in nature, smelling the scents of trees and flowers, and feeling very good in your body as you walk along this path. And you walk along this path feeling excitement, anticipation, as your body feels more relaxed and detached. There's a peaceful feeling over your heart because you know you are on this journey to meet your guide, to meet that part of yourself that can help you. There's kind of a magic humming in the air as you become aware of something like a clearing off the path. Stepping into this clearing, and feel the energy shift as you step into this very beautiful place, this sacred space. Notice a deep sense of trust in your heart as you feel safe here, looking around to find what looks like your own inner sanctuary, feeling very safe and protected. You begin to become aware of another presence here. a presence which loves you and allows you all your freedom and can see your life in a bigger perspective. Feeling the presence of a guide. And you may feel it as something in your body that feels very good. And maybe the guide emerges from your body. Or maybe you notice here in this special place a being showing up as a guide to help you with what you ask for today. Maybe it is that inner teacher. Maybe it is the higher self showing up as a spiritual guide, an angelic being, a spiritual being. Or maybe it's an animal. Maybe it is a power animal coming here to teach you. Could be that inner creative guide you've been asking for. So take a moment and notice, who is this being who's here to greet you and to be a guide for you? Feel this guide energy. Perhaps your guide has a name. Listen. And knowing that you came on this journey to receive some guidance, take a moment and listen now to see if your guide has a message for you. And listen. And you came here on this journey perhaps to get answers. So take a moment now and ask the questions to your guide and listen to the response. And you have some time, all the time you need to interact with your guide. And you can ask your guide whatever questions you have about yourself, about your work, your relationships, or a skill that you are trying to develop, or a quality you want to embody in your life. So take some time now listening to the response. Allow your guide to give you the answer. And you will have some time now to interact with your guide as I am silent. And now noticing your guide has a gift for you. Take the gift and put it somewhere in your body. And ask your guide, what does this gift symbolize? Maybe it's a crystal, maybe it's a gem, maybe it's a flower or some other symbolic item. Noticing now, what is this gift your guide is giving you? And perhaps your guide can tell you what this gift is for. Take the gift and put it somewhere in your body. Knowing when you need to access your guide, you can find this gift anchored in your body. And your guide will come to you to answer your questions, making this connection and anchor with your guide now. And now that you have anchored this connection with your guide, you can see your guide glowing in front of you, feeling this supportive energy, and allowing yourself now to merge with your guide, becoming one. Knowing you can go out into the world together empowered. You have this part of you, which you can access at any time. Feel the merging of your guide. Perhaps there is a color as you merge with this empowering energy of your inner guide. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when you come back, you'll be able to remember all that's transpired. You can return to this state whenever appropriate. And you will return refreshed, relaxed, and able to remember. So getting ready to come back now into waking state as I count up from 1 to 10. 1, starting to come back from your journey. 2, 3. 4, bringing all this healing energy of your inner guide with you. 5, 6, 7, 8, becoming aware of your body, maybe wiggling your toes and your fingers. 9, feeling yourself alive, revitalized. And 10, welcome back, refreshed, relaxed, able to remember and knowing you can return to this state when appropriate. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode on Alchemical Hypnotherapy, Journey to an Inner Guide. make sure you subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending healing inner guide vibrations through the quantum field.